this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you. Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
I need your help understanding something confusing, and no, it's not whatever the hell is going on I-45 that you've been telling me about, because I can't. That's a totally separate matter.
It's in the mornings.
Matter.
It's
what
in the morning.
Is,
so
what is happening?
Anyone taking southbound 45 now is not dealing with it, but it's a shutdown that's happening only in the wee hours of the a.m.
The way you described it to me
one lane.
The last two times you came in sounded like you're talking about a game of Mario Kart.
It's crazy.
It's but that is for a different time, a different place. No.
It's one lane between Rankin and the Beltway.
Why? What? I get. There's not an ideal time to do something like that, but
definitely not when there are still drunkards on the road. Tell you that.
All right. No. We're here to discuss the American dream, because people are now redefining the American dream as the millennial dream.
Okay.
They say the American dream is unattainable. They're never going to get there. And so they are making their own dreams, i.e. lowering the bar in their eyes.
All right.
To something that is attainable. I'm going to give you some examples of the millennial dream. Being able to retire with some healthy years left. Paying off your debt. Moving to an apartment with a second bedroom, in-unit laundry, and an outdoor space. Living happily and healthily.
Okay.
Finding your passion and doing that for a living. And finally, this is my favorite one, stable environment. Decent housing and money in the bank. That is the millennial dream.
I'll ask the obvious question.
Yes, please.
How does that differ from the American dream?
Okay, so that's what
Is it not the same thing?
I think what they think, I think what people think is the American dream is like.
It's been demonized recently.
Because everyone makes fun of it because it's like, the American, because it's like, I can't just become a billionaire. Waking up and grinding.
Yeah.
Because I think that is what people are defining
as the
American dream.
That's what it is. The American dream, they don't want to have to pull themselves up by their bootstraps.
The American dream
is about hard work.
Think about what people had to do for the American dream, you guys.
You just want to have a slip and fall and buy a mansion.
Yes, exactly. You know, there's no shortcuts to the American dream.
It takes initiative, determination.
It's the American dream. Like, it's never easy.
But all those other things are absolutely the American dream.
I always thought that was literally it.
Like, through those things,
yes,
you achieve other things, like upward mobility.
Exactly.
And a house.
Yeah.
And hopefully a better life for your children. Maybe that's the other thing. They're like, I ain't having kids. I want a better life for me.
That is not quite the same.
I want a better life for my dogs.
That is not quite the same. I don't think that is quite. Yeah, I think it's like, it's just work hard and it gets fractionally better. Like, you might not end up buying a mansion. You know, you might not end up with a solid gold car. But, like, yeah, it'll get, you know, if you've got a house or a roof over your head, if you've got a car, if you happen to find someone that loves you, you are doing better than most globally.
Yeah, you're doing okay.
Some might say you are living the dream. The American dream, Katie. Talking a chicken in every pot, car in every garage, and a Netflix subscription that'll get you at least use on 5 TVs.
With no ads.
That dang right.
I just don't want to die in this chair.
Good morning, guys. We're Frito and Katie. Frito, Katie, the Bull, about to get down to business around here, guys. And business is about to pick up because tomorrow, we will talk more about this later on in the show. Tomorrow, 10-man jam, the official announce, all 10 acts. We'll be doing that at 7:30. We will also be giving you your first chance tickets. There, you have been warned.
Yeah, that's the news you need to know.
That's really it.
I don't know what I'm doing here.
That's the thing.
Coming up, let in your protein shakes. A Pentagon plot twist and a potato heist big enough to make Idaho nervous. Tuesday in America, folks. The headlines you can't make up. Coming up next.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. These are the things you need to know now.
No, but seriously, we're announcing Tin Man Jam tomorrow at 7:30.
Not a gimmick, not a joke.
Huge.
Yes.
You don't want to miss it.
Mm.
Also, I'm dying because lead in your protein shakes really makes me think slime in the ice machines.
Slime in the ice machines.
Ah, rest in peace, Marvin Zindler.
Texas legend.
Consumer Reports testing shows several protein powders have high levels of lead.
Ah!
And like a lot of lead.
What?
Like a lot. They analyzed 23 protein powders and shakes and found more than 2/3 had more lead in a single serving than what experts say is safe to consume in a day.
More than 2/3 of the of wow. Wow. Okay. So everyone's just tossing lead in for reasons
unknown.
Well,
I think they did it because they want to remind people the FDA has no oversight over supplements.
Yes. No, that's important. That is actually very important to remember, and people forget that the supplement game,
it's not regulated,
is the wild, wild west.
It is. And Consumer Reports is kind of like, hey, FDA, could you look into this? Maybe we set some stricter limits
I've always been amazed, especially because people are so like
into protein,
hardcore into their
Starbucks
supplements.
Starbucks just has that whole new menu now.
They're just dumping protein in your coffee. Your yeah, it's like but it's not. It somehow it's in some gray area that
it's weird.
Like you have to think about like do I trust who is making this?
Yeah,
because no one is really like watching their back.
Well, I'll tell you this: Naked Nutrition's Vegan Mass Gainer powder had the highest levels during the testing. While Huel is the one
you see a lot on the internet.
Huel Black Edition was just behind.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's great.
Let's talk the Pentagon. Five major broadcast networks say they will not sign the new media policy.
What is this?
I don't know, because originally it was the escort thing, right? It was like, hey, you cannot just walk around the Pentagon. You got to be escorted around the Pentagon, which I thought was perfectly reasonable.
Well, that's what
I can't just walk into a school.
That's
or your business.
Exactly. My thought is like I probably am missing something because like again
we'd have to read it in full.
Yeah, you have to read it in full, and also I don't know what a reporter gets when they get the badge or assume is it like, hey, okay, we've already checked out everything about you, so we're just going to let you roam free. But even then, roaming free around someone else's office does seem fairly unusual,
right?
Like if for a journalist,
even if it's your usual,
even if it's a courthouse,
it's still weird.
Yeah, it's just it's.
Still weird.
It's odd. So I feel like I'm missing something dramatic because, yeah, anyone that does reporting is like big mad over this.
Yeah, NBC News, ABC News, CBS News, CNN, and Fox News issued a joint statement saying the policy is without precedent and threatens core journalistic protections.
When was the last time those five agreed on anything?
Exactly.
That's the thing that's throwing me.
Exactly.
So more research is required.
The new policy says reporters could have their press passes taken away if they publish info not authorized by the Pentagon, even if it's not classified, which I think is probably the bigger hangup.
That might be the thing.
In the escort.
Yeah,
it's like,
wait, sense.
So you have to approve everything?
Yeah.
Or you have to tell me what I can and can't
or I could lose my
publish,
job.
Or yeah. I can no longer gain access to this building.
Right.
I don't know. More will come out and then we'll see what it all entails.
Mm.
Other news organizations refusing to sign include The Atlantic, Associated Press, The Guardian, NPR, New York Times, Wall Street Journal,
see
Washington
what I'm saying?
Post.
It's everyone.
Only One American News Network has publicly said it signed the policy.
Really?
But you know what happens when you publish things that aren't true?
What?
This. A viral rumor led to a huge potato theft. This sounds ridiculous.
Okay.
But in Poland, the theft of 330,000 pounds of potatoes occurred in the village of Dobrowica.
That's bold of you to try that.
Thank you.
Wow.
After people were led to believe 150 metric tons had been dumped and were free for the taking.
Free potatoes.
Yep. So they said, hey, we've got too many potatoes. Come take these potatoes. And people did.
Yeah, because free potatoes.
In truth, a distillery had asked for the potatoes to be delivered so they could be used to produce disinfectants. Now the distiller is out the $17,000 he paid for those potatoes.
It's like a great deal.
And he wants them returned. Or he wants the people who poached them to face legal consequences. Because they were his potatoes.
They are, in fact, his $17,000 worth of potatoes, and you took them. And that seems, I mean, again, it seems like even if you thought you read it on the internet, it's a bold move. Why would there be...
You call the business?
Maybe just look for a sign, right? Like these are the potatoes.
Although if I saw free money on the highway, I'm not asking nobody.
Sometimes you have to make exceptions.
Those are the things you need to know now. We're Frito and Katie. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull.
Can we talk about birthday parties for a second?
Because
asked me.
Oh,
and
no.
I do not have an answer to this, and I'm afraid I'm gonna give you bad information.
I'm gonna need some audience participation.
Yes.
Because I got some questions.
We'll get into this next on Frito and Katie. Frito, Katie, The Bull. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. And yes, we'll need some participation because I'm absolutely clueless. I am no help when it comes to trying to figure out how to pull off a kid's birthday party. And you decide to come in here and ask me. Like,
No, I said I wanted to talk birthday party. So just ballpark, like, what do you think it costs to throw a 5-year-old a birthday party?
See, I'm whatever I guess terrifies me because I'm probably going to be low and I'm not going to give you a low number. My guess, and I'm going to get, first of all, how many kids are we talking about?
Okay. So there are 15 in her class currently, and you got to invite everybody in the class.
Yes, you do.
They're not all going to come. Mm-hmm. And then there are a few other kiddos from her old class. And then also that we just kind of know.
Right.
So I would invite some of them. So I would say 15 would be a high estimate, but that's also maybe bringing siblings and, of course, my son. And so let's say 15 kids.
15 kids. I'm going to guess $20 a kid. Like $20 a kid. Okay. See what I'm saying? Like, and I think that is, I think I'm going to be dead wrong on this. Yes, Katie pulls out a calculator.
No, I can do that math. I was going to say, I hope those kids aren't hungry.
Snacks are...
Well, I feel like the cost of food would be $300, but... Okay, so...
Oh, my God.
$300. What?
$300.
What do you think is included? You mentioned food. What else?
I think a cake is included. I think a room, right? Like, I would assume...
A room or...
A gathering place. Like, a place where you can drop the presents and then open the presents and cut up the cake, right? Take pictures, that type of thing. I really don't know what the standard... Like what kind of establishment are we talking about?
This is like the indoor theme parky things, the playgrounds inflatable parks.
Okay. Yeah, what do they say they're going to give you?
Well, I found one and I'm hesitant to read everything that's included because I think you might give it away.
Okay.
But essentially, I'm wondering if I should relinquish complete control, which is difficult, to this place that will give me literally everything from a party host to a confetti cannon to favors for the kids. I don't have to provide that. They provide that for 15 kids.
Okay, everything.
For $800. But they do decorations as well. But by decorations, I mean like... balloon arches, pillars. They bring characters in fit your theme.
Is that good?
A pinata. They provide a pinata full of candy.
See that? This is where I have. And this is again where we would turn to you.
You can get face painting. A slime station.
They throw a slime station at you.
And you get snacks.
But $800 all in.
Yeah.
Is that a good deal? This is what we are trying to find out. And the only way to do it is to turn to some of you guys who have had experience with getting these parties
before.
That's
like 50, 53, 54 bucks a kid. Which seems outrageous. In these trying times.
Oh.
And it's also not private. Is that something that you consider when you're booking a kid's party?
Is it worth it even from the lack for being able to take the work? I like, you know... paying for your hours, right? Like the effort.
No, that's the bigger deal for me.
Oh.
Do I get to approve any of this? Or do I just show up and it is what it is?
Because Katie is extra. Is this going to be more stress than... Look, our phone number, 713-881-5500. Call us.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Planning a 5-year-old's birthday party.
That's the sticker shock, man.
Very expensive.
I might be completely off base, but saying $800... sounds like they're giving you a lot, but it's $800.
I know. Good deal, bad deal. 15 kids.
If
like an indoor
playground
type establishment.
Yes, yes,
they provide
yes.
seemingly everything. I think the only thing they don't provide is a cake.
The question is there a potential that Katie will regret going this route? So we turn to you, Frito and Katie. All right, let's talk kids' parties. What you got?
So I did something similar this past weekend. It's completely worth it.
Okay.
Do it. Your time is valuable. I think I know the place you're talking about. It was amazing. I had to only buy a shirt on Etsy for my kid, and I was done. I didn't have time. I didn't have time this year because of other stuff like going on with the new job.
Right.
Yeah.
But everyone had so much fun. It was immaculate. Like the decor, it was, I tried to do the DIY on my first birthday for my son. It was a disaster thinking I could do all the things. I knew my limitations on his third birthday this year.
Okay.
Just write the check.
Let me ask you.
Are you a control freak by nature?
I am a control freak.
Okay.
And I was able to literally talk to my friends, catch up with people.
You do
play
get
with
to
my
enjoy
son,
the party.
And
yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And they kept you on schedule. They're like, let's do the birthday cake now. It was...
Okay.
Like,
okay.
It was worth it.
See, I was you said control freak. I was going to say, do you have a discerning eye for detail? And because my big fear is that if they miss the mark and Katie shows up, then is that a problem? I mean, that is what you're paying for, is for them to knock it out of the park, right? And you said they did.
Yeah, I mean, everything that was like, I mean, they had an Instagram and it looked exactly like the Instagram, like what they said they were going to deliver, they delivered.
Okay.
So I knew going in, I think I bought a cake topper. I bought a cake at H-E-B, I don't know. And I literally just showed up with
H-E-B
that
cakes are
30
great.
Minutes before the party.
And no one got a
they
problem
are.
With H-E-B
and it was,
cakes. Okay, okay. See, I can feel the relief in her. Like, there's no stress here.
Yes.
There's no.
That makes me feel so much better. Can I ask what theme it was?
Yeah, what'd you go with?
It was Bluey, and my son did not like. I thought the character was hilarious, but my son was like, "What is this?" But it was just cute. It was like,
well, yes,
it was
if
things
you were
that were like
control
kind of
freak,
over the
we
top.
Should have been asking about the kid.
Yeah. Okay. Last question.
Yes.
And you may or may not be familiar with it, but do you think they could pull off a K-pop demon hunter party?
Oh wow! Wow.
I overheard them talking about it.
Okay.
And they were actually. I overheard another mom talking to their party planner about it. And I don't know if they were like, they're in the works of it or they know it's like, it is the theme. But I don't know.
You might be helping
to be seen.
I don't
see why not.
With this because this might be their white whale.
Yeah.
Like they've been dreaming, dreaming of trying to attain K-pop demon heart. Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you. Oh my God. What a blessing.
Frito and Katie, good morning. All right. We're talking kids' parties. What are your thoughts? Is this a good idea or a bad idea?
I think that is a great idea. I just recently had my daughter's first birthday and I spent around $1,500.
For a first birthday, and that wasn't the venue.
Yeah.
Was that for like at your house?
We had it at our house, so that was like food alone was $800.
Yeah,
a balloon arch we did ourselves, still a few hundred. Amazon decorations, and that's how much it costs to have about 40 people.
That's not even. You were DIYing a lot of this.
That's what I was thinking, too. Like, in the past, that's where we would do parties. We would have them at home. Now we can't. We're renting. It's a much smaller space. You know, we just couldn't accommodate that many kids. But if I really think about it, I think I, too, would have spent that much money.
Over time.
Yeah,
over
just
time.
Do bare minimum. That's how much it costs.
You
so
make
that's,
like
that's
five,
a deal.
Yeah, like five runs to Amazon, then this, then that.
It's not
then,
just like one check.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, one
exactly.
large check. But people are saying that that's totally worth it.
That's.
No, I agree. That's a great deal. I'd go with it.
Okay.
And
save
it stinks.
Right.
Yes, and it stinks because we're all just kind of conditioned now because of like Instagram and all of these like outrageous kid parties where it's like, no, you have to have the party set here or your kid won't have a good time or you'll feel somehow lesser as a mom.
That's terrifying.
Like, I can't keep up with
horrible.
The Joneses.
No.
Yeah, like, all right, it's on you. It's on you, guys. It's on you, kid, who's being paid minimum wage to feign enthusiasm for 2 hours.
No pressure. I say less stress on you as mom. You can just sit back and relax.
All right, I like it.
Absolutely
I like it.
Amazing.
I'm sold.
Hey, thank you so much. We appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Mm-hmm. Big stuff coming to the show tomorrow.
As big as it gets.
The biggest.
Tin Man Jam. is making its return.
Soon.
Very.
Sooner rather than later.
Guys, very, very soon. And so we got to hustle and get all these tickets out. But before we do any of that, we obviously got to announce the 10 acts that will be playing for you guys.
I'll tell you right now, it was worth the wait.
Now.
I'm glad we got everything signed off on.
Yeah.
All the T's have been crossed.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
All the I's have been dotted.
Now all that's
the
left.
Ink is dry.
All that's left is to find out who the hell is playing this thing.
They're forced to come. That's done.
55. Was it 55 number ones between the...
And 75 top 10 hits.
75 top 10 hits or like, which is, again, think about it. That's...
Isn't George Strait making a big announcement?
No. I don't know what to expect. I really don't. But we're all going to find out together, and we're going to do it tomorrow morning at 7:30 a.m. Not only will it be your first chance to learn the artist, to figure out who is coming, but it will also be your very first chance to win tickets.
Do you not know who's coming?
No idea. No clue. Do you know who's coming? Do you know who's coming? Oh, son of a...
No.
God.
I thought you were on that email.
No, I'm not on any email. I thought we were going to save it for the show.
Yep, solidarity.
Oh,
I don't know.
Wow.
We'll
okay.
Find out.
Right, well, look at
we'll
me.
We'll find out together.
Blink if it's something I'm going to be excited about. Like just okay.
I said it was worth the wait.
Okay, it is. Katie has said what she said.
Yeah.
7:30 tomorrow. Be here. Frito, Katie, the Bull. You know what? I'm glad you know. I'm glad you. I should have known you'd know because you hate surprises.
I don't know.
You hate surprise. You have to get a spoiler. Tin Man Jam. The reveal.
I should have kept my mouth shut. I don't know if anyone knew I was on that email.
7:30 tomorrow. All 10 acts will give you the names and give you your first chance to win tickets. Make your plans now.
But before that, two ways to beat a psychopath.
Ooh.
One country legend hitting at something big. And an app trying to keep things PG-13.
Okay.
Things you need to know now, next.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. These are the things you need to know now.
I don't know how this is going to work. Some parents seem very excited. Instagram has rolled out a PG-13 experience.
I saw this, but I was confused about what that...
means?
Yeah.
I'm even more confused about the write-up.
Okay.
So they say it was in an effort to be more teen-friendly. They're doing this full PG-13 makeover.
Right.
Aimed at making the app feel more like a movie with parental guidance. So the platform is going to block teens from seeing or chatting with adult accounts. That I get.
Hey, okay? That's a great
especially
thing.
If those adult accounts are posting age-inappropriate content.
Yes.
Or anything along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to expand banned search terms.
Oh.
So they're not even able to look up certain things.
Okay.
And they're going to limit exposure to what they deem sexualized or risky material.
That's a great thing. Whatever you want to call it, just starting there is awesome.
But who decides?
That, yeah, I mean, Meta decides.
Because I've seen what gets through the kid filter on YouTube.
That's yeah. And
again, it ain't great.
Are they going to, if it comes down between, you know, how they feel about content or money, what side do you think they're going to land on?
Exactly.
So,
well, I mean,
you
they
know,
lose money through lawsuits.
Well.
So this part makes sense. AI chat experiences, those will also get a teen-friendly filter.
Mm.
So those conversations will stay squeaky clean until users turn 18, as they should.
I mean, that's, yeah, absolutely 100%.
Because,
yes,
I mean, teen
thing.
Safety, that's a massive concern, especially where AI chatbots are concerned.
I mean, it sure should be. Yes, this is the direction we should be headed in. Good.
And Instagram should be trying to prioritize well-being.
Yes, imagine that.
Without also losing its audience.
Good Lord.
I mean, come on now.
Yeah.
Not one, but two George Strait stories today.
Okay.
How's that?
I love it.
We mentioned a little bit ago, George has got quite the tease going on online.
Yes.
He posted a flyer from his 1999 George Strait Country Music Festival to his socials, and it's... whew, it is a pretty incredible lineup.
Yeah.
Along with King George, there was Asleep at the Wheel, Mark Wills, Jody Messina, a pre-blow-up Kenny Chesney,
mm-hmm.
the Dixie Chicks, and Tim McGraw.
Yeah, it was, I mean, on fire. So people are, I guess, suspecting.
Yeah, well, alongside the poster, he wrote, gearing up for a 2026 announcement. Here's a clue. So fans are thinking, all right, Are we going to have like a 2026 version of this? Or?
That would be, I mean, I cannot imagine who he would book or how they would do it that wouldn't be the coolest thing ever.
More soon?
More,
hopefully.
Yeah, more sooner than later.
In the meantime, let's talk about this change.org petition, courtesy of our friends in Buffalo,
oh, that's right.
New York.
Yes. Okay, so it was Buffalo?
It was Buffalo.
Buffalo were the ones
fans
that admitted this?
Of the Bills are petitioning for a different halftime show lineup for the Super Bowl, and they want George.
The Bills Mafia.
They want George.
They say they're calling their shot, and they want their man.
They specifically state in the petition, the 2026 Super Bowl offers a unique opportunity to pay tribute to American music's rich heritage by featuring George Strait in its halftime show. They're also looking to keep the show family-friendly and not so political.
I think that, again, I've said this forever, that he's perfect to get.
He's a pretty safe choice.
I don't know why they haven't done it yet. And I don't, you know.
It's because he won't do it for free.
That's the thing. It could come down to George. You don't
just
know
like Taylor.
That. Yeah, it's like,
he
hey,
does
look,
not need this.
Oh, Super Bowl? How much? It's going to be all the money. And then he's like, well, I don't need to do it. So yeah, it could be that exact same thing. They could be dreaming about getting George Strait, but it could be
they could ask him every year for all we know.
Yeah, we don't know.
Obviously, it's hella unlikely they will change the halftime show.
That's not
at
happening.
This point.
Yeah.
And if you've somehow managed to avoid it, you've been October breaking since the summer, maybe. Your halftime show currently is Bad Bunny.
Yes.
And let's end with some psychopath chat.
Love that.
There was a stat that I read today that 80% of people believe their workplace is toxic.
That's wow.
A lot. And a lot of it has to do with who is running the joint.
Oh,
so
no.
The boss, your boss,
right.
Management team, perhaps.
Yeah.
So hopefully this is somewhat helpful.
Okay.
The two rules to outsmart a psychopath.
Go for it.
You see this a lot in books. Pops up in movies and television and various psychopaths who specialize in torturing and manipulating people. How do you actually handle them?
Yes.
If you encounter them. Chase Hughes is the founder of Applied Behavior Research, and he's revealed two rules that can be used to outsmart these nut jobs.
Mm.
First, remain calm.
Yes.
You definitely want to be calmer than the person you're dealing with.
Always.
And make it a point never to escalate things.
Yeah, because it doesn't get you anywhere. And it's as hard as that
when
is.
When someone's yelling,
you're supposed to speak quieter. You have to get quieter.
And it actually makes them, over time, start to also speak softer and quieter. And so you're de-escalating the situation. Mm. This isn't like, hey, calm down. That's not what you're saying.
Oh, no, don't do that. Yeah, that's not
the
tip.
You're speaking in a calm and rational manner.
Yes.
They'll hate it. But it's like mind control. And secondly, he says don't react. No matter how shocking or disturbing what they say is, don't even raise an eyebrow.
No sell ever.
Just doing those two things will keep them away from any sense that they're in charge of this interaction, and your sanity might just stay intact.
It takes work. I'm sure that is...
Your sanity and your job.
Yes, let's be
you're
real.
Welcome.
The more important thing.
The things you need to know. We're Frito and Katie.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Hey, Peter, thank you for the email. We're glad to hopefully help you out here with Viv.
Well, God knows, I definitely need the help. I mean, I did it to myself, but still.
Well, before we get into this, you two have been together for a while, correct?
Yeah, a little over 8 months.
Okay, so what happened? It sounded like you got into a fight with her dad. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, we weren't like throwing hands or anything, but I just got fed up. It's hard to describe, but they're just difficult people.
Right. Do they live here?
No, they live in Waco, thankfully. But obviously, Viv lives here, and, you know, they have some other family out this way, so they drop by pretty often. But, yeah, long story short, they were, like, just in town. We got together, and, like, I just wish we hadn't.
What happened?
We had dinner at Viv's, and I don't know what it was. I mean, they're always smug, but this time their snobbiness, their pretentiousness, like, it was just driving me insane.
Really?
Yeah, I felt like they just, like, kept pushing me and pushing me. Like, the dad, he's, like, some big shot around Baylor. Like, he went to law school there.
Oh, gross. Sorry. Continue.
Yeah. Agreed. And like, he'll spend like an entire day making digs at the fact that like, I didn't go to college and, you know, it's just stuff like that, you know?
Right.
And Viv, like she said, like he's been with this with like every guy that she's ever dated. But I mean, obviously that doesn't exactly make me feel better. So,
okay. Well,
eventually he just pushed a little too far?
Yeah, like basically we were just sitting around after eating and he started talking politics.
My God.
Yeah, and I took the bait. It was stupid. Oh. Voices definitely got raised. Oh. Things were said. Yeah, it was pretty heated. And, you know, they were pretty when they left. And I know from Viv's perspective, like, I was pretty out of line. Mm. I totally get it. She doesn't want to have a boyfriend getting into it with her dad all the time. Like, I totally understand. But, yeah, it just sucks. It was definitely my fault.
Okay, so where do we fit in here? Because I'll tell you right now.
We're not calling your dad.
Hell no.
Yeah, I mean, would not be a trip, but no.
Something.
I would not subject y'all to all of that. No, it's just like, honestly, like, I know it's a tough situation, but I don't know. I just want her to know that I love her and that this can be just a little, like, peace offering of sorts, especially because, like, I don't know how much longer I can keep this thing going with her dad. Like, right. I'm hoping, you know, if she can just fully hear me out like this, like, she'll realize how, like, bad it's been, and I don't know, talk to the man. You know, I'm sure that'll take some work too, but right now, just like, I just messed up, and like, I just need her to know that.
Let's get Viv on the phone and see what we can do. That's next on.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Okay, so poor Peter. Peter and Viv, he does not get along with her parents
at all.
They sound as difficult as he described. I mean,
but it went pretty far. Went pretty far.
They were needling him the whole time, and all they do is talk about how he didn't go to college. Like, I can see.
Oh, I can see losing it for sure.
He would get upset.
Yeah, no doubt.
Explode.
I can also still see.
Only a matter of time.
How you're going to lose that fight if you're, you know, dealing with
how you might lose Viv.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is kind of like an apology. I think we have Viv lined up. Hi, is this Viv?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Viv. Thanks. Thanks for being here. We were actually just having a conversation with Peter.
Okay. You talked to Peter?
We did, actually.
Yes.
Yeah, so he knows he messed up.
He does.
And he wants to apologize profusely for the whole dust up with your dad.
Yeah. I know things got out of hand, and it's just like, he just gets me so, I mean, he's so crazy, right?
No, look, I know. Okay. I agree.
What?
Totally.
You agree?
Yeah. They're insane.
They are?
They are totally nuts, controlling. They hate any man I bring around me, even my male friends. They're really condescending the way they talk to, like, even waiters or servers. They're just dealing with them as a nightmare.
Ugh.
But, you know, you got to look towards the future. You got to look towards it, Peter. You know, you deal with it. You learn to deal with it. You know, you just go, ha, 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 at his bad joke.
I mean, he just spends all of his time just all over me.
Mm.
Well, let him have the last laugh. It's a little abusive, but it'll really him off if you're not, you know, if it doesn't affect you. He does this to get a rise out of people. He likes confrontation. And you know what else? It's going to be worth it in the end.
Because, like, y'all will be together.
Love always wins.
They're loaded. I'm their only daughter. There's a trust that's going to kick in a few years from now, and they aren't likely to change anything. But eventually, they'll just sort of pay. Literally. I mean, I'm a teacher. I'd like to retire, see the world, and I ain't going anywhere without that money.
Wow.
Yeah, but there's got to be a way where I don't have to be involved, right? Like, maybe I can skip the dinners when they're in town.
Okay.
I don't know, like, be sick or
compromise.
Something.
No, that's only going to, Peter, you're going to make it worse. You're giving him what he wants. They'll watch around. He likes a punching bag. So you just show up and just tune him out, you know, and just smile and nod your head. That's the only way it's going to work. Just say, oh, sorry. Eat a little, you know, humble pie in this.
He has to apologize.
Is that what you want him to apologize to him?
Like, I don't.
He's not going to change. My father's not going to change, Peter.
Okay.
Viv, I love you, but I need you to help me out with this. Like, I can't just keep having to spend time around them. Like, I'm going to snap. I mean, I have pride. Like, I can only take so much.
Oh, please, toughen up. Take one for the team. Put your eye on the big picture here. we just got to like write it out and then we can do whatever we want. You'll probably won't have to work again. You can spend your whole days playing golf. Hmm. We can get a house by the water, a boat. Dream big. Think about the next time he's telling you that. Just be thinking of all the things you want. Manifest, baby.
Wow. Okay, manifest. Well, what if I can't? Like, what if I can't?
Well, I got to say, that's non-negotiable for me. I'm a art teacher. I can't have them cutting me off now, okay?
Okay, I mean, I get it, but, like, I don't, like, I really don't know how, I don't know how to do any of this. Like, how do you just pretend it's okay?
Great question.
It is.
Great question.
Like, it's a really good question.
Would you like some possible advice?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely couldn't hurt.
Okay, can y'all just, like, hang on the line for a second?
Sure.
Dude!
What are you supposed to, is it worth it? I guess is the question. Is it worth it? Is any amount of money worth that kind of abuse?
Yeah, but then, I mean, some people put up with a lot of stuff from in-laws. They do.
Like, for a lot less.
Yeah, for a lot. Is it
for nothing?
Oh, what do you guys think? Should it be playing the long game here or no?
713-881-5500 is our phone number. Call us. We would love to know what you think. And so would Peter, quite frankly. 713-881-5500. We'll get to y'all next. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
Well, I'm sure you guys have some thoughts on this. Like, how much abuse do you put yourself through?
Would you?
Would you with this situation? Go ahead. What do you think?
Man, that's the easiest money I ever heard of in my life.
Easy money, you say? Easy money.
Easy money. I mean,
you see, no problem. You're like, hey, I'm just going to.
Who cares?
You're going to take the beating every
all day. I'm going to last the whole time. You know, at the end of the day, I'm going to be the one that's going to win.
Easy's relative.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, easy is compared to like a hot tar roofer, but.
True.
You're going to have to put up with a lot. Right.
Well, yeah, you are. You're, and he's right. Like, he has pride. And
sticks
like,
and stones, okay? Sticks and stones. That's it. His words can't hurt you. Okay?
No, that phrase doesn't work for me because your bones can set.
Yeah,
it's the mental wounds that last forever.
Those
the money will make those all those go away.
You. The money will
that's
make
true. Them. Then you can afford a good therapist.
Dude, thank you so much. Yeah. All right, howdy. Good morning. What are your thoughts?
Good morning. Both of them have it tough, but I am good at what she's saying. I think he should sit there, and what I was taught is kill him with kindness, and it will just burn him. It'll burn the dad.
Just don't let him get under your skin, no matter what he's saying, no matter what he's doing. Just
correct.
Sit there.
Make it a game. Yeah, make it a game on your end. Make it a game to just kill him with kindness.
You don't think that would drive you crazy?
If you're playing a game,
I think, yeah, you tell yourself mentally that you can't lose it and you watch him just like simmer over and then go nuts.
And then them two go celebrate later.
Yeah. And then once it happens once, you know, you can do it.
Yeah. So he just needs to get into the routine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. And then the dad won't get under his skin as much anymore. And the dad will just stop because I agree with what she said. She's been there. She's done it. She's seen it. The dad won't do it as much anymore, and he'll just be burned out. He won't do it anymore.
Well, or he'll escalate things.
Yeah, or he'll keep dialing it up and dialing it up and dialing it up. Like, he sounds
and
like...
And then that's when she has to respect him and just walk out.
Yeah.
He has to walk out. He has to leave.
Honestly, the mom would at some point be like, okay.
All right. Yeah, I agree. Enough is like, enough. Okay, everybody, stop. Exactly. And you know what? And straight up ask, do you want your daughter to be happy or not?
Do you want your daughter in your life?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, yeah.
Do you want your daughter to have a life? If not, then continue to do this.
Exactly.
Right. Continue to do this if you don't want your daughter to have a life.
Yeah. Right. Thank you so much for the call. Howdy, what do you think?
Okay, so something was definitely telling me to call in because I know a friend who is going through the exact same thing he's going through.
It's not
only
them,
only they are,
It's not them, is it?
No.
Okay. No.
And they are married into the family.
Okay.
So they're
already a punching bag.
Oof.
And so it is very hard on them. And I understand money and everything, and that is something, a big factor. Especially, I, too, used to be a teacher. And so I understand where she's coming from.
Right.
But at the same time, too, my friend who's going through this situation and being that punching bag, it's kind of hard because it's a mental thing.
Oh, I have no doubt.
Yeah, there's only so much you can do.
No doubt that would be excruciatingly difficult because
there's no recourse.
There's nothing you can do. You just have to sit there.
Did he always get abused? Do you know, or did that kind of ramp up once they got married?
Yeah.
It actually happened at their wedding.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Yeah. Uh huh. Yeah, it wasn't a pretty sight, and I felt so bad for them. And I was like, oh, my gosh, like, these people are a-holes.
And he just sits and endures.
Exactly.
There's money in this situation, too? Are they going to come into something?
Financially, is it worth his while?
Probably. I'm not 100% sure on that. And even, too, when they bark back, they bark even louder. And it's just like there's no winning. And
they just keep yapping.
And it's like I just feel so bad because it's like there's no happy ending in a sense until, unfortunately, one bites the dust.
Yeah,
until the grave.
Death. Yeah.
Until the grave. Hey,
damned if you do, damned if you don't.
It's wild. Yeah. Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. If you want to weigh in, hit us up. Frito and Katie, the Bull, 713-881-5500 is our phone number if you want to hit us up today.
So Viv's parents are awful, absolutely terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Peter's trying to hang in there, but he's like a straight-up punching bag.
Yeah.
But if he can get to the finish
line.
He will be handsomely rewarded.
If he can just sit through it.
By a trust.
That he's getting paid.
Allegedly, unless that's a scam.
Unless it's made up.
We
don't know.
People.
Howdy, go ahead.
I think she should stand her ground against her parents and support her boyfriend, partner, whatever. That's just insane to me. Like, yeah, they're your parents and you've had to live with it, but to expect someone else to put up with it just because you want
But she said it, but there's money. There's money involved.
But they're also not married.
I know, they're not married, so she shouldn't have to expect him to put up with it. But also, if she doesn't like her career because it doesn't pay enough, change your career, girl. Like,
I do.
For your parents to kick the bucket.
It does feel like what she's doing.
That she's like a waiting game.
Counting it down.
Right?
Like, that's the retirement plan. The retirement plan is mom and dad are
outlasts
dead.
Mom and dad.
And which is dark. Which is real dark.
I hate that.
But it seems like there's no love lost in that situation.
Yeah, it feels like there's kind of a little have your cake and eat it too.
Because you want
to have a job that you look, yeah, sure, but it didn't pay. Okay, so what's your way out of it? Well, you know, I got to get the money from my parents, but I also don't, you know, I got it. That means my boyfriend's going to have to get abused every single time they come over. And it's just.
I love my parents, but. I couldn't be that way. Maybe it's also because that's how I was raised. I don't know. But if they're not married, homeboy shouldn't have to put up with it.
No, not at all. And he should be asking for some kind of commitment.
Uh-huh.
Or, like, sign some kind of contract,
lady. Let's get some documents.
Like, what happens if I do hang out,
and
then all of a sudden you up and leave me when that trust comes into effect?
Yeah, exactly. What if she finds a nice 20-year-old at that point?
I've earned it.
Yeah, I have invested in this point. You're not getting out of this. Thank you so much for the call. Have a great day.
He needs a buyout clause in his contract.
They have those. Good morning, guys. It's Frito and Katie. Frito, Katie, the Bull. Programming note, tomorrow, 10-man jam. All 10 artists, we're going to give them to you. All will be revealed. And you will also have your first chance to win tickets tomorrow, 7:30. That's when you need to be here.
Before that, man, today's headlines have it all. Generosity, dysfunction, and a little digital romance.
Oh, wonderful.
Powerball winners doing what Congress can't. The government's still offline. And, Ohio wants to make sure Siri doesn't say I do. The news you need to know next.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. These are the things you need to know now.
Hold on. How does the lottery work?
The lottery's
not affected by the government shutdown.
No.
I'm just thinking,
Oh, well, you want to
end?
Do you want to end the government shutdown? Affect the lottery. It'll get solved real quick.
Have you been watching the ticker?
It's been going up because we're at 600 mil on one of them.
So slowly.
You think it's related?
I don't know. That's
what I couldn't tell you. I mean,
because normally once you start to hit the uptick, it's, you know, within a few days.
Yeah, they start humming right along to a billion.
Nah, that took quite a minute.
Ooh.
Anyway,
okay.
I might.
Things to research
look
later.
That up. Coming up in a few, but wanted to share this story just to highlight that not all big-time lottery winners go on selfish spending binges. Those are the ones you hear about the most, but
yes.
In California, Edwin Castro was the winner of the $2 billion jackpot,
God.
And he's using a portion of the money to do some good. He spent roughly $10 million of that cash already to rebuild property damaged in devastating wildfires. He says it's a drop in the bucket in comparison to what he won, but it means the world to the people that he's been able to help out.
You know, that's pretty lit because he has spent some money on some wild things already, but like I'm glad to see he is turning this into a win for
what does he spend money
people.
On?
A really expensive house. Like I mean, one of those houses you never think will sell in LA, like, you know, $80 million.
Probably because it won't.
Well, he bought one. But, I mean, you got $2 billion. You got $2 billion. Like, it doesn't matter. Buy whatever you want at that point. You're never going to run out of the money. And yeah, now do something for your neighbors. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing.
Not so beautiful. The federal government's partial shutdown reached its 15th day.
Oh, it's a milestone today. That's nice. That's good.
After the Senate, of course, failed for the 8th time. Get enough votes to overcome a budget impasse.
Just get used to this. They're not going anywhere on this thing. We're going to be talking about this for a while.
Yeah.
A while.
Yeah.
So, no one's moving.
The White House Office of Management and Budget vowed to batten down the hatches and ride out the shutdown while continuing layoffs. Pay the troops, pay law enforcement, continue the rifts, and wait. For members of the military, I guess today is payday.
Yeah.
And President Trump has insisted active duty troops should be paid regardless of the shutdown.
It's absolutely true.
More than 750,000 federal workers have been furloughed and ordered not to report to work.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see what happens today.
Another government news. To Ohio, a new law is being proposed that would ban humans from marrying their AI love interests.
Like the actual AI?
Yes, they're AI love interests. So if you had a chatbot.
Wait, okay. Like you,
I don't know why you're confused because people try to marry anything and everything.
No, you're correct.
Usually those things don't talk back. So this is, I mean, all things considered.
What are you going to like? I mean, sure.
Not as crazy.
But
still pretty crazy.
But it can't take, well, why am I asking questions?
Thaddeus Claggett. Is the chair of the House Technology and Innovation Committee.
Straight up, Thaddeus? Okay, Thaddeus.
Thaddeus Claggett. He introduced House Bill 469, aimed to declare AI systems non-sentient entities and ban them from gaining legal personhood.
You know what? That's probably valuable
for a couple
of reasons. I don't think we should be making fun of this just yet.
I'm reminded of AI actress.
AI actress is... Yeah, the latest problem.
Right.
It's only getting worse from there.
Mm-hmm.
It's only getting worse from there. So it probably is best to outline at the jump that it's a machine and it's not a human, regardless of what happens with these monstrosities. It's not the same thing.
He says that the computer systems have improved their capacity to act more like humans, and he wants to ensure that our law prohibits them from ever being human.
I salute you, Thaddeus. Hell yeah! Hell yeah!
But you know what this made me think of? Like the non-sentient entities, specifically. People say they marry ghosts, right? There was that lady, I don't think she was from here. It was in the UK, right?
In
that
England.
Married the ghost pirate or whatever.
Yes.
And I looked it up because I was genuinely curious.
How you pulled that off.
Can you legally marry a ghost?
Yeah, does it count?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
Because marriage requires the consent of both living parties.
Oh, you could... I do. Who said that? I pronounce you man and ghoul. Whatever. However it needs to line up. As long as everybody's happy.
But see, I was thinking of a proxy marriage. Wouldn't that be like what you would do with a ghost marriage? Like when one party isn't physically there? Because that party physically can never be.
Yeah, because that party is in the ether. They have transcended time and space.
That's legal in some U.S. states, right? But then I discovered this whole thing that I didn't even know existed and I don't have time to get into, but was allowed at some point, called ghost marriages, where people actually were married posthumously. I'll let you think on that and let your imagination run wild, but those are the things you need to know now.
Frito, Katie, the Bull, because I got to know. We got to go back to ghost marriages.
Oh, I put the cart before the horse. It's not legal in America.
Oh, okay. All right.
It is legal in France.
It makes more sense than AI marriages. A ghost can only say I do to one person. In theory, the chatbot can just keep going and going and going and going and going. Right? I mean, at least you would assume the ghost would be loyal. There's no loyalty in chatbots. It's going to chat all day.
I don't know, but your chatbot is chatting to you. It's specific to you.
Oh, I mean, that experience is specific to you.
It's really the ultimate catfish is what a chatbot is. Who is it? But who is it really? We'll never know.
You don't want the answer
thanks
to that.
To Thaddeus.
I stand with Thaddeus. Just want to be clear about that. I need a hijack because we got some Halloween business to get to. We'll talk about that next.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. You said Halloween related, but what are we talking about here?
So I'm walking through HEB yesterday doing my weekly shopping, and they have the whole just bins of candy. Yeah. So I'm looking, they have the singles, the fun size, and I'm like, yeah, maybe. And I'm starting to add it up in my head, and I'm like, dude, I cannot afford to do this year. I cannot afford to do this. And I'm not expecting a ton, but I got to have something. So this year, I'm going to do something that was from my childhood that I think will save money. I think maybe this would be a good idea for a lot of you guys. Popcorn balls. I'll make popcorn balls. Like, because it's really easy. You pop a bunch of popcorn, you have some binder in there, and then boom, you got popcorn balls, you hand
Gross.
Them out, and you go.
Gross. Nobody wants your homemade popcorn balls. Can I just tell you, no one's going to eat that. No parent is going to let their child eat that, number one. Dude. But number two, Halloween is a candy holiday.
Popcorn balls are delicious.
Just buy a bag, and when you're out, turn out the dang lights. Or better yet, don't participate at all.
People, this is the thing. I had got popcorn balls all the time in my neighborhood when I was growing up. All the time.
No. No way.
Yes, I did. There were three different houses that did it. There were different kinds. No. One did a cheesy popcorn ball. There's another one that did like a caramel popcorn ball. It was great. There's nothing wrong with it. It's edible.
Your parents let you eat that?
Yes.
Your parents are strict.
Oh, yes, they let me eat it because it's a popcorn ball.
I'm not
ball.
Talking like razor blades or anything, but if you don't know the people making it, it's weird to then let your kid eat it. I wouldn't let my children eat that.
I'll give you that. We were very familiar with our neighbors. Right? We're very familiar with our neighbors.
Better.
So like
better. But growing up, I never received anything that wasn't candy.
Don't stop it. You have some house that handed out something not candy.
No way, because all my neighbors got it.
Got it.
They understood Halloween.
I don't know
and the mechanics.
I don't know how you got through this many years of trick-or-treating where no one handed you something, not an apple.
Please convince him that this is a terrible idea.
It's going to take some convincing because, again, this is how I grew up. This is what I saw, and I know people do homemade treats. They absolutely do it.
No, not to be done.
Look, you guys weigh in. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Let's know what you think. Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull. 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
Halloween is a candy holiday, period.
Popcorn balls are a treat.
Balls.
Still counts. Let's see what you guys think. Go ahead.
Well, two things. One, I actually do homemade Halloween treats, but I only give them out to the friends and family or the neighbors that I know.
So the familiarity is the key. Like, unless I know those neighbors walking up, hey, John, I see you brought the kids, then it's fine.
Then,
But if it's just random kids all getting popcorn balls, that's going to be suspect as hell.
Absolutely not. With my children, I just thank you, and I just throw them away.
Exactly.
And my kids understood that.
All right. Hey, thank you. Howdy, what do you think?
I think you can get away with the popcorn balls if you add like Reese's and M&M's in it.
Okay,
I think that's pretty affordable.
It's not the ingredients.
You're something, period.
No, it's the fact that a stranger has made a baked good.
That's so scary.
I would like to remind everyone
it's not really a baked good, though. You
Hansel and Gretel.
Hansel and Gretel. Are you using Hansel and Gretel?
You do not accept
that. That story is like 4,000 years old. 4,000 years old. There ain't a wicked witch out there trying to take kids out with popcorn balls. There's little grannies and me.
I don't know. You may have a valid point. I'm sorry, man. I was working on your end, but
hey, brother,
you may have a valid
I appreciate
point.
It. I appreciate the effort. Thank you. Howdy, what do you think?
No way.
I don't want to spend money on this. Like those
Well, you're still going to have to spend money.
Popcorn is
it is
dirt
but
cheap.
Then you got to buy bags and things. I mean, like how are you going to hand these out?
I was
going to
put them in a bowl. I was going to get them all ready and just set them in a bowl, and the kid can take a popcorn ball. Maybe I'll dress up as a baseball player and we're handing baseballs.
You are not that dumb. You are.
What are you talking?
You can't trust people these days.
You can't trust people.
Well, now
these
you're talking
days.
About even kids' little grubby hands.
They're grubbing all through your candy too.
It's candy's wrapped.
They're still going to get the germs on the wrapper. Like again, all right, okay. No.
It's much easier just to grab a bag of candy and hand it out than go through the headache of making them all.
Yeah. That's absolutely true.
And then parents are not going to let the kids eat them. No. So they're going to go in the trash.
It's just going to go to waste.
And you're going to be known as that weird guy.
Okay.
That handed out popcorn balls.
Exactly.
All right. Hey, I appreciate it. Go ahead. What do you think?
I absolutely love the idea. My kids get homemade treats every time we go trick-or-treating. We six neighborhoods we know, obviously. But they get so excited at the fun and different things that they've gotten.
They get excited over the fun and different homemade treats that they receive.
Mom gets super excited as she's going through it and tosses it all in the trash.
Okay, so that is the question. Does it get consumed, or do you like look at it and like,
oh, that's fun?
Yeah.
Because we only trick-or-treat in areas we're very familiar, it does get consumed. The one thing that will never get consumed in my house is candy corn.
Hell yes.
I mean, everybody understands that.
No one.
Except for people from Utah.
That's true.
They love candy corn the most.
That's where it, wow.
The Utahites?
Thank you so much. Frito and Katie, good morning. What are your thoughts?
Hey, you know, I was calling about the candy thing. So,
yes.
me and my wife, we hand out toys, small toys, like bouncy balls, little puzzles, things like that.
Yep.
But the most amazing is we hand out candy, but we hand out little bags of goldfish, and they're the first to go.
Yeah.
The goldfish are always gone quickest. I mean, it's not just the candy. I find that they like the toys and the goldfish better than...
Well, there is something different about that. Again, like, you know.
And I'm glad people started doing that because it wasn't the turquoise pumpkin,
way back when
it was like for kids with allergies, you would show them like, hey, I've got more than just the candy that was definitely produced at a facility with nuts that you would be allergic to.
Exactly. It gives you an option.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like the treasure boxes too at schools. You know, kids lose their minds over that.
Oh, they really do.
Yeah, we usually do multiple bowls. We'll have a bowl with, like, snacks, a bowl with candy, and a bowl with little toys. You know, little penny toys that you buy at Walmart, whatever.
Yeah, and that means the candy's for you.
As long as you're handing out toothbrushes, you're safe.
Exactly. I mean, or apples. Yeah.
Dude, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it.
All right, later, guys.
Frito, Katie, the Bull. It is like a class reunion here for you. This is like old times.
Because I used to work for them?
Exactly.
For like a hot second?
Yeah. We got the American Heart Association in the building.
That was a very small fish. I did not meet these people.
You didn't? Okay. Well, no. Fair.
I was a glorified volunteer.
But we really love everything that you guys do. And so we wanted to have a couple of minutes to bring you guys in to talk about Heart Walk, which is coming up very, very soon. So please welcome Tracy and Tina to the show this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much for coming in. So Heart Walk is like soon.
It sure is. It's October 25th.
Uh-huh.
We'll be right there in Texas Medical Center at Helix Park, one of the most gorgeous areas to be in now here in Houston. And I have to say that, Katie, you know, volunteers are everything to American Heart Association.
Yes.
So glorified or otherwise, thank you for what you did.
I didn't mean to put volunteers down. I just meant when I was in the office, and I was on occasion,
yes.
I was just making a bunch of copies and making everyone angry. Because there's like thousands of copies, and I was taking up their machine. They're like, who is this person?
Our machine's always broken, so.
That's why.
When did you buy it? We found the problem.
I'll look for your name on the memory.
Yes, please. Okay, so Tracy is Vice President of Development for the American Heart Association, and Tina is in with one of the partners for the event, and also on the executive leadership team. So, Tina, tell us a bit about that partnership with HCA Houston Healthcare and the American Heart Association and how that came to be.
Yes, absolutely. So thank you very much for inviting me here today.
Just to kind of give the senses of it, American Heart Walk is the American Heart Association's largest community-facing campaign with the potential to reach millions nationwide. What came about with this is that we have an HCA Healthcare Foundation. And with the foundation component, we have been able to have a Houston Market sponsorship here with HCA Houston Healthcare. We are very proud to be a part of the Heart Walk, where 13 of our hospitals come together to fundraise. And we do more, Cycle Nation, mm-hmm. other efforts in the community as well. So we're really glad to be here.
Because heart disease, I mean, it's the number one killer in America. Is that right?
It really is.
For men and women.
And, you know, we are here in Houston, we continue to be on the ground partnering with everybody to make sure that we're meeting the needs, whether it's hypertension, maternal health. I don't know if you know this, but Texas has the worst outcomes for maternal health in the country.
I did not know that.
So we are working really hard to, with our partners in the community, to improve that number. And between that and CPR, mm-hmm. CPR is an incredible thing to learn and to know. You know, bystander CPR is performed less than half of the time. And if it's performed immediately, it can double or triple a person's chances of survival. So that's one of the major parts of Heart Walk, is getting people out there to learn hands-only CPR.
Now, when you sign up for the Heart Walk, I believe you get a very cool video about CPR.
That's right.
I received one in my inbox recently.
I love it when people say they registered themselves. So yes, when you register, which is really, really easy, you know, it's just a couple of questions. They'll ask your size, t-shirt, and things like that. But, you know, at the end, you get your own fundraising page. And on that page, there is a video, a 90-second video, that will teach you how to do hands-only CPR. Once you've taken it, once you've watched it, you can also then share it with your friends and family.
Right.
So you're not the one person in the household, because that's usually the person.
Right.
So we want everybody to know how to save.
Incredible. Absolutely. Incredible. So I know this is probably, like, there's other stuff that's going to be going on with Heart Walk. Take us through the day. What can people expect when they get out there?
Yeah, absolutely. So I will say, thanks to St. Luke's, we have a free parking garage.
Nice.
It is first come, first serve. And we have about 10,000 people who come to the Heart Walk, so get in there early. The expo itself opens at 7:30 in the morning. Okay. We extended it this year because we want people to enjoy all the great information that we have available. So 7:30 until everything starts on the stage around 8:45. But the walk itself kicks off at 9 a.m., and there is a short, I believe it's a 1 mile, that if you don't want to walk as far, if you've got kids, whatever it is, you can do that one. But it's a 5K, and you're walking through the medical center. It's just a gorgeous, gorgeous walk.
With 10,000 of your closest friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everybody coming together to fight heart disease.
It's a beautiful thing.
And learn more about CPR, which is huge.
Absolutely. Guys, thank you so much for coming in today. Frito, Katie. 100.3 The Bull. Good morning. Thank you for being here today.
History, history. Read all about it.
We are witnessing history unfold.
Yes.
We have a premiere?
No. And this isn't even really a premiere. I just needed to get everybody's attention.
For tomorrow. We're doing nothing right now.
No. We're wrapping this thing up.
I mean, if you're listening, we rarely do anything.
This isn't anything new to you guys.
What y'all doing?
But tomorrow.
7:30.
But tomorrow.
That's the ticket.
10-man jam announce, y'all.
It's coming back. We got the lineup.
Yes, we do. A combined 55, count them, 55 number ones between the 10 acts we will reveal. And if that wasn't enough, 7:30 is also going to be your very first chance to win your way in to 10-Man Jam. Did we mention 7:30 tomorrow? Not now. 7:30 tomorrow. Be here.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
Aha! Being afraid of the dark is common for kids, but as it turns out, a lot of Americans haven't outgrown that fear either.
Really? Really?
We talked about this when we
nightlight guy.
Yeah, the guy that slept with a nightlight during the Houston I Have a Problem.
That's
I remember
right.
this. I'm afraid of the dark. Not like afraid, but I don't like it. I don't like not knowing what's in it.
what's around.
Or what could be.
Okay, so I can see that, because that's how I feel.
Dark.
That's how I feel whenever I get into bodies of water where I can't see the bottom.
Yes, it's the same thing. It's right. Like a control thing. Like, yeah. I just need to be able to see mm-hmm. what is happening around me. And when I can't, it makes me very uncomfortable.
Is something in there? Probably not. You don't know.
Exactly.
You don't know.
I think it's also why a lot of police officers can't sit with their back to a door.
That's true.
Like,
that's
you have to be able to see certain things in order to feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. Now, it's not a huge chunk of people, only 29% of U.S. adults.
That's still one in three adults, when they're being honest, say there. Yeah, okay. I am.
Yeah, the rest of y'all are liars. That's what that says.
See, I find the dark comforting. I like a nice pitch black room more than anyone. Like, that is ideal for me. But yes, I believe that is more common than people would think. This is going to make you sad. Weren't we talking about dial-up internet finally going away?
Yeah.
Okay.
For good.
It finally bit the big dust one. And Katie mentioned, I think somewhere in that story, she tried to do the old sound. She's like, why am I even bothering? Most of y'all don't even know what this stuff is. Go ahead. That was a fun sound whenever we heard it, because we were about to get online and see if we had
Mom!
Mail. Yeah, exactly. You were right. Three quarters of Generation Z didn't even know, or they have no idea what dial-up internet was. It's not.
The brain can't fathom it.
They can't, like, yeah, it's just, they don't, like, wait, what do you
dial like a phone?
Yeah, because you just turn on.
They don't know what that is either.
No, they
just. This calls?
A lot of young people, a very significant amount of young people, could not identify a Sony Walkman.
Mm.
Put it in front of them, and they're like, what is this?
The greatest invention ever of all time.
My word.
I still have a Walkman.
Like a cassette Walkman or a CD Walkman?
I have a cassette Walkman.
Ooh.
Well, it hasn't played cassettes for some time, ooh, but it still played the radio.
Wow. Okay.
Back when I thought running could maybe be enjoyable, I used to use it. That was years ago.
They still know what Blockbuster Video is. They can still, like, oh, they can still figure that out.
It's a game now.
It's a what?
Why, isn't it a board game? Well, they have the holdout store, and then they've just been kind of selling things related to it.
Mm, okay, okay.
It's kind of like a fundraiser to keep stores open.
For all of these points, they don't really know what they were, you know, they don't really know what we were dealing with back then. 50% of Gen Z said if they had the opportunity, they'd happily go back in time to live in the 1990s. Slow down there, grasshopper.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah, but I've been there. I've been there. I know what I'd be facing. There's a lot of things the 90s come as real shocks to you guys.
Yeah, but
real shocks to the system.
The 90s were objectively so much better. Like, there's just so much that the youth will never get to experience. Like, we're talking about some big silence in your head, because I will agree that was a big benefit. Not being glued to your phone, playing outside.
Or
what about, okay, they'll definitely never know overhead projectors.
No, that's that.
Or what it meant when your teacher would wheel in the TV cart.
Wheel in a cart with a big box on
tiny
it.
TV.
It was still heavy as
all things considered.
And another box under that, which is where you inserted the VHS for Titanic, because it was history class.
Whoa.
Well, they edited it out. I was going to say,
we would never watch something as racy as Titanic.
They make us cover our eyes for certain parts of it, don't it?
Half the film, yeah, probably.
All right, 7:30 a.m. tomorrow, 10-man jam. You want to know who's coming? You want to win your tickets? That's when you need to be here. We'll see you then.